Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Bob Leonard. This is Let's Talk Pella. And my guest today is Mike Hogaveen. Well, hi. Thanks for coming on, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Well, and you're here to tell us a little bit about a disease that your daughter had and that she lost her life to.
Correct. In 2011, a week after she graduated, she went into the hospital at Blank in Des Moines and was put into a coma and died 1 month later on June 29th. Of 2011.
Well, that's a tragedy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
And so you're trying to educate people.
Yes, we set up the Megan Hogaveen Memorial Foundation, or Megan's Legacy. It's 501c3 charitable organization. What we do is try to educate doctors and nurses and also help fund research. And we do that through Cincinnati Children's. We do the research with, and Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines, we do the education with. So,
well, I'm going to, forgive me, but I'm going to try to pronounce this.
Okay.
You call it HLH, but it's hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis. Am I close?
Well, it's close.
Close. What is it?
Hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis.
And what is that?
It's an autoimmune disease where the white cells begin correctly and attack the infection that she had, which was mono. But they don't know when to shut off. So they keep producing and keep attacking even after they've killed the disease that was there, the mono originally. And then they start attacking the organs. So her liver was, I would say, 10 times normal size because it siphons off those white cells. And so the liver shuts down, her kidneys shut down, her lungs were not good. And then finally, after that month, it was just her body couldn't fight anymore. So she passed away.
And so is this something doctors see so rarely that they don't recognize it?
Yes, it was. We were told at that time 1.2 in a million is the case ratio of HLH. Since working with Cincinnati Children's, they came back with maybe 1 in 50,000, which, if I calculate right, that's 19 cases per million that get missed, diagnosed or undiagnosed. And that's why we work on the education side of it, so that the doctors actually know what it is.
So how do you work? How do you do that? How do you teach the doctors? I mean, they're busy. They're learning stuff
right
all the time. I mean, it's tough to even get access to them.
Yeah, it's very tough, and it's frustrating sometimes too. But on September 20 of 2012, we had Dr. Michael Jordan from Cincinnati Children's come to Des Moines to Blank Children's Hospital. He did three sessions on that day, and we had 200 doctors that came and attended that. So with that, that was the first of our education processes, and we're thankful to say that one case was diagnosed in Des Moines after that on a 21-year-old. Unfortunately, she also passed away, but it was a resident that had attended the conference that we put on that diagnosed it who had never heard of it before until the conference. So we were thankful for that. On June 14, we come to Pella, and Dr. Roakes from Blank Children's Hospital is going to teach that class. So that's the first of the small hospitals that we're going out to. Hopefully, we can do three or four of those each year, and until we cover first center part of Iowa and hopefully all of Iowa at some point in time.
If caught early enough, can something be done?
You have better chances. It's still, of the six histio diseases, it's still the deadliest by far. But early detection is key. And I think the quote by Dr. Filipovich of a diagnosis isn't stumbled upon soon enough, and the soon enough is the problem. And if we can get it to a point where you diagnose it earlier, it is treatable, but always with bone marrow transplant.
Okay.
Which bone marrow transplant in and of itself for an HLH patient is, I believe, a 30% chance of survival to go through that. Cincinnati has raised their percentages to 55. So it's still, you know, 50-50 at best.
But you want to give us that 50-50.
Right. We want to get into the right side of the 50 and instead of the wrong side.
Right. And so where does this disease come from? Is it a genetic thing or is it a virus? What is it?
There's two kinds. There's the genetic side and there's also the virus side. And mono is 60% of the cases that are secondary HLH are triggered by mono, which in today's world is a pretty common disease or virus. So with that in mind, the bone marrow transplant part is a necessity, but they're also working on gene therapy, which hopefully for those people that have familial or the genetic, they can work with their genes to, you know, prevent the disease to start with those people.
You've got a big event coming up at the end of June, June 29th, where you've got a fundraiser. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, soccer has been a big part of my family's life ever since my son Benjamin started playing when he was small. And he and I go to all the Des Moines Menace games, and we approach them to have a fundraiser for Megan's legacy. And they agreed to that, and what we're doing is they've given us tickets to sell, and tickets are $5 each. And all the proceeds from those tickets stay with Megan's legacy. So 100% of everything that's, or of the tickets that are purchased, will stay with the foundation. And 100% of that will be used for education and research. We have no administrative fees in the foundation. So it all goes to where it's supposed to.
And so we've got to contact you to buy tickets from you, is that
right?
Yeah,
and they're also available at Central Cellular here in Pella and Sully starting tomorrow, and also at Great Western Bank in Sully and First State Bank in Linville and Sully. Or they can contact me. And they can contact me either on my cell phone, 641-780-7043, or email Mike@MegansLegacy.org.
And Megan was a Pella Christian grad, is that right?
Yep, 2011. And the night of the Menace game is 2 years to the day after she passed away. So that was why we picked that day for the game.
So you need folks to come out and support this
exactly.
cause in her memory.
Yeah, and it's a good time, too. It really is a lot of fun to go to the Menace games, even when it's not your sport of choice. It's still a lot of fun, and it's a great opportunity to support us as we support the doctors and the hospitals so that other parents don't have to suffer the loss of a child through HLH.
Well, this is Let's Talk Pella. My guest today has been Mike Hogeveen. Thanks, Mike, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned to our Midday Magazine. Today's AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.